From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones is going to be joining us briefly, and I'm David Knight here at Austin. It's Sunday, June the 9th. And Alex is covering Bilderberg. It's the last day he's going to be there. Earlier today, he was on the BBC. We had a clip from that. We also had clips of the festival where he addressed thousands of people yesterday, telling them exactly what's going on. Of course, those people were there. They knew about Bilderberg. And that's the key. The information is getting out there. They cannot suppress this anymore. We just heard that BBC piece that they had in the last segment. They were incredibly saying that the Bilderberg people used to hold press conferences through the 90s, but nobody came. Yeah, right. Anybody can look at the history of this. They can look at how people were laughed at and ridiculed if they even talked about the existence of Bilderberg. There were no press conferences. You heard Charlie Skelton from The Guardian talking about how in 2009 he went to cover Bilderberg in Greece, and he was getting arrested over and over and over again. Well, what's going on in Greece now? Well, in Greece now, they're seeing the fruits of the Bilderberg plans. They're seeing the austerity programs that are being imposed upon them by Goldman Sachs, former Goldman Sachs bankers, technocrats, as they like to call them, who have deposed duly elected democratic representative government and come in with their bankers' fiats. Of course, they get the countries to assume the losses from their ridiculous derivative schemes, their speculative schemes, and assume those as national losses. And then they come back and say, well, now you're bankrupt, so we're going to dictate to you the terms. Just amazing. But that's what you get when you allow the most powerful bankers and corporations to meet secretly and privately with politicians and use them as puppets and ventriloquist dummies over decades. 60 years this has been going on. Not quite as long as the Jimmy Savile scandals went on almost that long. He didn't live quite that long. But, Bilderberg is even longer than the Jimmy Savile scandals that the BBC has covered up. Also breaking today is new information about who was the whistleblower in the Verizon leaks. We now know that this person was a 29-year-old Edward Snowden, who worked for the NSA as a in a capacity. He's worked for them just a couple of years. And The Guardian, which originally broke that story, had an interesting interview with him, a question and answer. He is now in Hong Kong, and he doesn't expect that he'll ever see America again, because he knows that if he comes back into this country, somebody who exposes the illegal and criminal acts of the American government is going to be treated the way Bradley Manning was treated. We need to do something about that. We need to make sure that isn't happening. We need to make sure that the real criminals are going to go to jail. The real criminals like Bush and like Obama. I am sick and tired of seeing the left-right paradigm being used to excuse both of these guys. Every time you see something done by Bush, the excuse is, well, Clinton did that or did something worse than that or the equivalent of that. And you see the same thing going on now with Obama. You see people on the left who opposed George Bush's encroachments and violations of our civil liberties, now excusing it for Obama, saying George Bush did it. Well, I say put them both in jail. We need to at least get Obama out of office, even if we're not going to put him and George Bush in jail. Let's say that this is going to end here and now, because if we accept this, there is no end to this. And that's what they want. They want us to just acquiesce to this massive usurpation of power, this denial of our basic fundamental human rights. They asked him in this interview from The Guardian, they asked Edward Snowden, who leaked this information. I said, do you think what you've done is a crime? And he said, we've seen enough criminality on the part of government. It is hypocritical to make this allegation against me. They have narrowed the public sphere of influence. In other words, they have created a secretive tyranny. They also asked him, what do these leaked documents reveal? And he says that the NSA routinely lies in response to congressional inquiries about the scope of surveillance in America. That was the basis for getting rid of Richard Nixon. Why don't we use that to get rid of Obama? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Alex Jones. We'll have Alex live from London. Stay tuned.
Oh, How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've got Alex who's going to join us right now, live from London. Alex, how you doing?
Absolutely. We're out here going from spot to spot doing special reports, gathering.
We're still got a little bit of spotty reception there, though. It's breaking up a little bit. Tell you what, we're going to come right back to Alex as we work on that. We were just talking about this breaking news of the person who leaked the Verizon information has now come public. He is taking asylum in Hong Kong, and he was being interviewed by The Guardian. That was released today as to why he did it and what his concerns are, why he would release this, why he would put himself at jeopardy. Because we know, as James Clapper, head of the NSA, has said, he is not apologizing for violating, blatant violation of the law. James Clapper is not apologizing for lying to the Senate. Instead, he's saying he's going to go after whoever it was that leaked this stuff. So this young 29-year-old man leaked this stuff out there, and hats off to him for doing this. He has our gratitude for telling people what's going on, what he's seen on the inside. They asked him from The Guardian, they said, what do the leaked documents reveal? And he said, the NSA is routinely lying in response to congressional inquiries about the scope of surveillance in America. That was back in March 12th, I believe it was. James Clapper lied to the Senate. He says, I believe that when Senator Wyden and Senator Mark Udall asked about the scale of this, the NSA said that it did not have the tools to provide an answer. We do have the tools, and I have maps showing where people have been scrutinized the most. Now, remember, this is being done under the Foreign Intelligence Securities Act, which in itself, in my opinion, is a clear violation of the Constitution and their constitutional authority. But it was supposedly okay because the rights of people outside of America don't make any difference, right? Those are the people outside of America that we can just drop bombs on and invade at will. It doesn't really matter, because if you're not an American, you're not a real person. They can just kill you at will or listen to you or spy on you. That's not true. And when we allow that, when we allow them to do that to other people, to other human beings in other countries, basically, these are people who do not respect human rights. And if they don't respect human rights, they're not going to respect American rights either. He says, we collect more digital communications from America than we do from the Russians. You see, that's how this FISA is working out. Supposedly, they were only collecting information from foreign people, and yet he's telling us, having worked there, that they're collecting more information from Americans than they are from Russians. Then they go on to ask him and say, is it possible to put security in place to protect against state surveillance? This is his answer. You are not even aware of what is possible. See, we've been talking about this for a long time. Alex mentioned the fact that even back in 1996 on public access television in Austin, he was talking about this because it was being leaked at that time. Even earlier than that, there was Project Echelon, which was going through combing the Internet, which was at that time in its infancy, for the most part operating through bulletin boards and that sort of thing. They were still combing those messages for keywords. And we used to send those keywords at the bottom of all of our messages. I think people ought to start thinking about that. I think we need to basically clutter with chatter the NSA sifting and combing through our messages by basically putting all the keywords that they're looking for at the bottom of our messages as a signature. That'd be one way to clog up the works. We need to throw a wrench in the gear somehow. He says, you're not even aware of what's possible. This is the person who leaked this, who worked for the NSA. He said, the extent of their capabilities is horrifying. Horrifying. We can plant bugs in machines. Once you go on the network, I can identify your machine. You will never be safe, whatever protections you put in place. We have to have some real criminal penalties for people like James Clapper, people like Obama who have nothing but contempt for not only the rule of law, but of basic human rights. If we tolerate this kind of illegal activity by those who are the most powerful, who have all of these tools in hand, we are headed to an Orwellian nightmare that is far beyond anything George Orwell ever imagined. We're already there. They already have that capability. We just have to get people awake to it and to care about it. You need to talk to your friends and neighbors and talk to them about why this is so horrific. It truly is amazing. And this fellow, Edward Snowden, was willing to basically become a refugee for the rest of his life, a man without a country, and he's now in Hong Kong. And I can tell you, Hong Kong is a much freer place than America. Many countries are now freer than America. We need to get rid of this complacency, thinking that we can never lose our freedoms in America because, hey, we're Americans, right? We can't lose our freedom. We're the most free people in the world. Well, that simply isn't true. It's become a mantra, and it could be nothing further from the truth. It's interesting to go back and take a look, for example, at an old series that Milton Friedman did called Free to Choose. He focused quite a bit on Hong Kong, talking about how much freer Hong Kong is. Hong Kong is also economically freer as well as politically freer. It's interesting to see how that worked because in Hong Kong, and I've been there, and it's they don't have a central bank. They have their currency is issued by private banks who then have to actually back up that currency. It's not simply a fiat currency, but they were able to get freer because they didn't have the thumb of a very oppressive government. The British basically left them alone. And I think we've got Alex on the line now. Alex, are you there? Can you hear me?
Absolutely, I can. Listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come on during the next segment when we get to some better internet area. I just think it's important that everybody understands that it's just this simple. It's very, very simple what's going on. And that's that this country and the whole world has become extremely naive, and very powerful corporate interests have come in and basically taken over the government.
Absolutely.
And it's just really that simple. And we've been so naive about it. This is just basically a globalist corporate takeover that is taking place. And I will call you right back during the next segment. But that's the bottom line. Just please continue on. Again, I'm reporting live here from London.
And there's no place that we can better see that than at Bilderberg. One of the main themes this year, according to them, and I think it's the first time they ever released a supposed agenda. They have in the past released the names of attendees, but they've never released an agenda as far as I know. This year, the agenda was big data. And, of course, in attendance were representatives from Google and Amazon. We had David Petraeus there, who famously said about a year ago that they were going to be listening to everybody via our appliances. That's right, via our appliances. Now we see how this is panning out. The Atlantic had an interesting article from Connor Friedersdorf. He said, all the infrastructure a tyrant would need, courtesy of Bush and Obama, and I would include Bilderberg in that because that's what they said they're working on is big data. This is an interesting take he has. Let's assume, he said, that George Bush, Dick Cheney, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, their staffers, every member of Congress for the last dozen years has acted with pure motives in the realm of national security. Let's say they've used the power they've claimed, the technology they've developed, and the precedents they've established to exclusively fight al-Qaeda terrorists intent on killing us, and that they've succeeded in disrupting what would have been successful attacks, and that Americans are lucky to have had men and women so moral, so prudent, so incorruptible in charge. Few Americans believe this all to be so. That's true. And yet, this is what they use to this excuse to create this massive infrastructure. with one of the founders. I don't remember if it was Jefferson who said it or someone else, but he said basically, if we were angels, we would not need government. And because we are not angels, we cannot allow government to go unchecked, essentially. It's a very, very dangerous thing to allow this kind of trust in people. What he says is, let's assume that right now they are all angels, that they are super patriots, that they have no corruption in their midst. Let's just make that assumption. He said, in 2016, we don't know who's going to become president. That's why, again, the founder said, trust no man, but bind them down with the chains of the Constitution. This is a criminal organization that doesn't believe that they're responsible to any legal standard that is before them. They don't believe that they're responsible to the Constitution they swear an oath to. And if there are any senators or congressmen who are, in fact, still legitimate, then let them take these guys down with impeachment. We'll be right back with more from Alex Jones.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef, last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, and we have on the phone live with us now Alex Jones. Alex, how you doing?
That's right. Usually when I do stuff from the road, we have an incredible track record, but I guess my mobile systems and things aren't working too well on the road from the UK. So I'll tell you what just happened then. I said, that's it. We've been going from report to report, from site to site, talking to our insiders, our witnesses about Bilderberg, and meeting with people and things. And the internet is so intermittent that I said, let's just pull over off this highway into this rest stop area, a little tiny rest stop area. We pull in. I go live with you, and all of a sudden, a police pull up, and there's like nobody else there, but another car's pulled up, and I hear British voices yelling, like it's a drug raid or something. I'm like, well, I guess we'll just say that it's private corporations about a corporate takeover, and I'll be back on later, because Richard gets out of the car to go see. I get out, the cops aren't looking at me. Some drunk driver was driving backwards down the highway and backed into the rest area right behind us, and then the cops were instantly on him, just screaming at him, like, what are you doing? Because it was like a highway with people going 80 miles an hour down it. I mean, it was like a Laurel and Hardy event. I thought, man, the cops are really on you. We pull into a rest area, they're screaming at us in 2 minutes. They weren't even looking at us, so I'm back. But listen, this whole thing has been incredible. For those that don't know, Bilderberg is the real mafia. And I've used this analogy 100 times. I'll use it again. Until about 1952, because they bought off the FBI and blackmailed them, they said on the news there's no such thing as organized crime. You know, there's some gangsters and some gangs, but there's not big organized crime, you know, running gambling, running prostitution, running all this stuff. And J. Edgar Hoover, who was paid millions of dollars, obviously, in payoffs, that's all come out and been released now. And they also were blackmailing him over some famous sexual stuff. Clint Eastwood just put a historical film out about that. He liked to dress like a woman. And nothing against, you know, whatever he's into. The point is that he used files, he used wiretapping, he used, you know, all these systems to basically suppress people. But the reason I was getting off, you know, into the mafia is that the mafia is not just Italian. It's not just from Corsica. It's not just from Sicily. It's not just from Rome, Italy. Mafia is just organized gangs of powerful combines. And the best and easiest way to make money is just control government and control competition. And these people are the anti-free marketeers. And listen, I go on the BBC today on their biggest Sunday press news show with like 5 million viewers, they report. It's like Meet the Press. And I go on there, and I know for a fact that WikiLeaks has released Bilderberg documents. I know for a fact the National Archives has released them. I know for a fact that they want a post-industrial world, and they want to set up a world government, and they want to get rid of the family, and they want to impoverish people, and they want to deindustrialize the West. I mean, this is all fact. I've made films on it, I've got all the facts. They didn't want to hear my facts. I tried to give the guest I was going to debate from the Times of London, who's always attacking me over here, I tried to give him facts. He said it's a conspiracy theory. I said our government runs Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. It's a war crime, you know, to take our liberties in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda when, meanwhile, our government created it and runs it. And he goes, you, sir, are insane. It does not exist. That is not true. And the show before us had professors on saying, is it right to be funding Al-Qaeda in Syria, or is it wrong, and admitting they're committing atrocities and are 100 times worse than Assad, who didn't attack anybody. So this guy's basically telling me in the green room, before we go on, That is ridiculous. You are the most delusional man I have ever known. Our government doesn't, and no other government in NATO does not work with Al-Qaeda. I even YouTube some of this. I haven't put it up yet because I haven't had time to upload all the footage of me arguing with him in the green room. And I'm like, look, the TV's on. They were just talking about it. Whatever. You claim whatever you want. So I go on there and they're like laughing. These guys just a few years ago were saying Bilderberg didn't exist. And then right before I come on, they have two members of Bilderberg Group on, one of them on the steering committee, both government high-level ministers of the British government, going, these people claim we're putting stuff in the water. They're insane. Prince Bernhard was an SS officer, part of Hitler's Special Guard, that was going to be king of the Netherlands until that happened, and he had to step back after World War II. He founded it. He was a eugenicist with his cousin Prince Philip, married to the Queen of England. And these guys have openly talked about their eugenics views. Bill Gates has. This is what they're doing. These are the people we give hundreds of billions of tax money to every year to prop up their derivatives fraud. And I'm tired of playing along with some British caricature, guy sitting there trying to demonize and attack me when the BBC is known for being involved in the first Bilderberg Group meetings in 54. And I interviewed a member of the European Union Parliament. You ought to interview that Batten, Gerard Batten, 10-minute interview in the last segment today because it was so powerful. I know we heard it Friday, but it was just so powerful.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he even knew the name of the German legislation. He even laid it all out. This is historical that Hitler had a plan for an European Union to take over countries that they didn't militarily invade and to buy off their politicians and covertly take them over. It is a fact that Bilderberg was created by the globalists. It is a fact that they use it as a corporate global robber baron takeover. It is a fact that this global domination has now taken place and people are waking up under it. It is a fact that all this illegal garbage is going on. And that's why I said, if I go in there and they let me talk, I'll be nice. But if they go in there and make jokes and snicker like they always do, and they had Tony Gosling of Bilderberg.org, an incredible journalist who's worked with, national TV stations, even BBC, worked there nationally. Tony Gosling was on there last week with this guy on one of their weekday shows, and he eloquently laid out the documents and how they set up the euro and how they set up the banker bailout implosion and how it's all planned. And he just said, you're a fool. You're an idiot. I don't respect people that don't respect us. And that's why it's a victory. Because just like when Piers Morgan happened, people at first were like, oh, that's shocking. About half of them, because they're normalized to just put up with slavery. They're normalized to be calm. And in a trance, it's about getting people out of their trance. But in the aftermath, everybody raves of how wonderful that was, because in the hindsight, they're not shocked. It's almost like if a car is coming for you in the same lane and you say, watch out. At first it's shocking, but later it wakes you up. And then to be at Bilderberg covering it with huge, speakers blasting into the grounds, exposing them with 2,000 people on the ground, so the 1,000 or so that got turned away. It's just a historic event. And to see the police, I'd say about 60% of them that I talked to were coming over, shaking my hand, telling me I was right, talking about how they saw my film on 7/7 and how they knew that the radical jihadis were globalist run. And the photos are from our Twitter at Real Alex Jones of the cops hugging me and stuff. Like, they came over and wanted to hug us. They had ones saying they know and they appreciate what we're doing. Humanity is awakening. And we'll come back and talk more about that on the other side. But I have breaking Bilderberg news I haven't even gotten to when we come back. I'm Alex Jones from London on the road. David Knight riding shotgun. Stay with us.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. BensDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. We have Alex live in London. Our transmission there is going in and out. Right now it is out, but stay tuned. He's going to be joining us shortly. Now, Alex was talking in the previous segment about a UKIP member, Gerard Batten, who is a member of the EU Parliament. And Alex interviewed him at Bilderberg about the impact of Bilderberg and what it truly means and the history. Here's that interview.
My name is Gerard Batten. I'm a member of the European Parliament for London for the UK Independence Party. And we're here today outside the Grove Hotel where they're having the Bilderberg meeting because I'm one of those many people from many different political points of view who are asking the question, what are these people meeting for? I think this year is very significant because it's the first year in 59 years that we've actually got members of the mainstream press and media turning up to actually interview people like me and Alex Richard Jones, who's here and filming me today, and asking what's going on. That's a major breakthrough. And I think that the reason that people are very upset about this is because they don't know what the conclusions are of these meetings. Now, they say they don't have any conclusions, but are we really supposed to believe that 130, 140 people are the most powerful, richest, influential people in the world give up their time, fly across the world to come here, and it doesn't have a significance? I don't believe that for a minute. If it isn't significant, why would they come? If it is significant, what does it all mean? And I think the reason that a party like mine, the UK Independence Party, is soaring ahead in the polls and getting votes is because people now feel that politics is something that's done to them and not something that's done for them. And this is the heart of the malaise. People feel that it doesn't matter what they think, it doesn't matter what they believe, they're going to have these policies that they don't want thrust down their throat anyway. And this is where my party's different, whether you agree with us or not. A lot of people feel that we're sincere and we actually stand for certain things, and that's why they're voting for us.
I heard you speaking with the London Telegraph just a few minutes ago, and you've obviously done your research, because it's been declassified. The CIA funded the creation of the European Union. UKIP's the fastest growing party, obviously, now in the UK in the last elections, because you guys talk about how you're losing your sovereignty and how you've got EU license plates and 80% of your laws or so are EU and you don't get a vote on it. But again, it's a corporate group that took over America, created the UN, created all this. It's not even really America, but it was the CIA, kind of this corporate body that's anti-free market, kind of monopoly man, that did set up the EU to get rid of the sovereignty of Europe. I mean, if Hitler would have come up with a corporate plan to take over, we'd all be...
He did. Because, in actual fact, that in 1942, the German bank, German Central Bank, under Dr. Walter Funk, along with leading industrialists, said, how are we going to run the economy of Europe after we've won the war? Because at that time...
You know your stuff. The EU is a Nazi plan.
Europäische Wirtschaftsgemeinschaft, the European Economic Community, that's what they called it, and it had a common agricultural policy, a common this policy, a common that policy. And I haven't done enough research on this, but I'd be willing to bet that some of the civil servants that drew that plan up actually found jobs 10 or 15 years
later. Prince Bernhard was an SS officer and he was the founder.
And Queen Bernhard of the Netherlands is here. Oh, the Queen of the Netherlands is here.
And her son is about to be king.
Yep, and she comes to every one of these.
Okay, so specifically though, talk about the 60s and that vote and the CIA funding the euro.
Well, 1975 is the last time that we had a referendum in this country, and it wasn't about joining the EU because Ted Heath had already taken us in with no mandate, no democratic mandate to do it.
But under a trade deal, just like in the US, we're under free trade.
That's what they told us, but yeah. Everybody who knew anything about it knew that wasn't the case anyway. But anyway, we got in. Harold Wilson won an election saying, I'll give you a referendum on the EU, and it was about whether we should accept his renegotiated terms, stay in or get out. And we don't know the exact figures, but the CIA put money into the Yes campaign. The BBC had meetings every day to make sure that that there was a Yes vote delivered. Major organs of the press were involved in that. So the No vote were totally outspent and outclassed in terms of a campaign.
So is this not a corporate takeover via EU government?
Well, that was the CIA, so presumably they get their money from the government. So I see this as an instrument of American foreign policy at the time, because as Henry Kissinger said, who do I talk to when I want to ring Europe? He doesn't want to ring 20-odd individual nation states and have to worry about dealing with them. He wants to deal with one centralised authority, a United States of Europe. So I see this as your corporate idea may well be very valid.
Well, sure, it's Bilderberg that gives the orders in the US, though. It's the main contingent is Americans and Brits and then some EU. We've gotten their minutes. We've gotten their documents. They say what you just said. Carl Quigley, who was allowed into their minutes in the 60s, wrote Tragedy and Hope, and he said, autocratic thing run by central bankers into freedom, controlling both major parties in countries, Democrat, Republican, Labor, Tory, creating the illusion of choice. The fact that UKIP's getting so popular, speaking out against the New World Order, they criticize you guys then, but it only makes you more popular. Does that signify that people are awakening and people like Nigel Farage and yourself are kind of the Ron Pauls of Europe?
Well, I don't claim any great status myself. Basically, what we're doing, I think, is asking the questions and trying to come up with some answers. And I think more and more people are aware that politics is not being run for their benefit. People talk about this being a capitalist system. This isn't capitalism. Capitalism is supposed to be fair and open with a free market, and that's not what you're getting now in the modern world, where things are stitched up corporately, as you rightly point out. So it isn't a crisis of capitalism. It's a crisis of democratic government and a fair economic system.
Sure. last question, this huge lobbying scandal, members of parliament resigning and things, isn't this the big lobbying scandal right here? They've gotten in trouble for criminal lobbying before, back in the 70s with the Lockheed Martin scandal and Prince Bernhard.
Well, I think that the George Osborne, who's here, who's a minister of the government, as indeed Kenny Clark, may well be in breach of the ministerial rules, because that lays down that they're supposed to be open about who they're talking to, and particularly with members of the press, they're supposed to log every meeting, and you've got people here who own vast swathes of the media in one way or another, so I think there may well be some questions asked, but I wouldn't hold out much hope of actually anything being done about it.
Is UKIP going to call for criminal investigations of this?
Well, I think what we'll do, when I get back to my office, I'm going to be looking at the rules in detail and writing to David Cameron and raising the issues that I think are relevant, so we'll do our best, but I've written many letters, Alex, a lot of them get ignored and don't often actually result in much action.
But big things have small beginnings.
Yeah.
If you could speak for 1 minute to the Bilderberg attendees, the royalty, the people, the corporate barons, the government regulators, the EU bureaucrats that are arriving with people that they regulate, if you could say 1 minute of words to them, as a member of the European Union Parliament, what would you say to them?
I would say, if you are really here to talk about things in the public interest, which is what they maintain, why do you think you can achieve it in secrecy? Why wouldn't you achieve more by being public? Okay, you could have a discussion about what the problems are and the solutions in private, but any decisions that you arrive at, any policy recommendations should be in public, because you need to take the public with you. And obviously they're not doing that because the public wouldn't want to go on the trip that they've got planned for them. But I'd ask them to do that. If it's genuine, be open and honest about it, because what people feel now is that, as I said earlier, politics is not something that's done for them, it's done to them.
You had a great point, though, about how if they don't have any power, why would they be traveling from all over the world in great expense and secrecy and paying for part of the millions of pounds they spent here if this didn't have any power? And we have so many of their minutes where they set up the euro. They brag. They created the brain trust in 54 with the trade agreements, Treaty of Rome, Treaty of London, and then later the votes to hoodwink people into this undemocratic system where the EU bureaucrats are above the law.
Well, exactly. I mean, Alex, even as prominent and important as person as you are, I'm sure you find it difficult to get 10 minutes in George Osborne's diary.
Absolutely.
But he can come here and spend 2 or 3 days away from his desk, away from his onerous responsibilities, and spend it. He wouldn't do that unless it was important, and neither would any of these other people. So it must be very important or they wouldn't do it. I don't believe it's just a talking shop. These people don't have time to waste. They will only do it if it's significant and there's a real reason for doing it.
This is the last question. I know you've got to go. It's so amazing to talk to a member of the EU Parliament who's exposing it from the inside. Looking at this whole event, every time the BBC or the London Telegraph or any of them come up and talk to me or they talk to you, they say, are you a conspiracy theorist? For a long time they said this didn't even exist. Now we force them to report it, and then we're somehow bad that we're wanting to know what policy is being made in there by this shadowy group. We have WikiLeaks documents from Bilderberg. They've confirmed are real, where Kissinger says illegal we do immediately, unconstitutional takes longer. I mean, this is a guy known for war crimes.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I forgot what your question was there.
I'm sorry. What do you say about them using that throwaway term of conspiracy theorist?
Well, I say, what's the definition of a conspiracy? It's two or more people meeting in secret to achieve an end, which might be illegal or illegal. So in the strict use of the word, it is a conspiracy, because we don't know what they're talking about, unless they have no objective at all, and it's just a friendly chat over a cup of tea, which none of us believe. And I think the bigger conspiracy, in inverted commas, has been the fact that the media haven't spoken about this for 59 years.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. We have Alex now live on the line from London. Just want to mention one last thing here, and that is the Procure special for Bilderberg, 15% off. Today is the last day to get that, so check that out at InfoWarsShop.com. Alex, we got you on the line now.
Supporting InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsShop.com will get you there. You know, getting the high-quality water filter things that help them, help their health, but it funds our operation. So absolutely, last day to get 50% off the lowest price on Procure at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm on cell phone now. We did great video, Skype, from a studio here in London, but I never got back to our makeshift studio, so I apologize to the listeners and affiliates for that. But regardless, a lot of key info. Here's the bottom line. Why do we want to expose shadow government? Why do we want to expose shadowy corporate interests that are anti-free market coming in and lobbying and taking over our governments? Because if we ever identify that fraud, which we've done, and expose that the corporate media, the globalist media, has lied to the public about this, it's game over. We have the moral high ground. I had the police, the senior police, women, men, coming over saying, I want to hug you, with tears in their eyes, saying, we've heard your speech, we know what's going on, we've been listening to you for years, we understand, we're not bad, we don't like what's happening. And it's like V for Vendetta in the final scene or something. Where, I mean, it's what happened to Ceausescu's Romania. That's why they want to go to robots and drones, because they will follow their robotic criminal technocratic directive. That's why Google's merging with Bilderberg. And that's why they've spent saying there's no CFR, there's no New World Order. The Federal Reserve isn't private. Fluoride's good for you. Vaccines are good for you. The government loves you. Yeah, their average low-level person in government's a nice person. They're just dependent on the system like everybody else, but the people at the top have an evil agenda, and they sugarcoat their agenda in good-sounding cover stories. But if you just look at it from another angle, you see it all. And now we learn the NSA spying on conservative and libertarian groups. Of course it is. Of course the Democratic Party is a complete collectivist mafia. They're authoritarian. The Republicans are a bunch of power-hungry globalists as well, but the Democrats, worldwide, they've used so-called liberals to get their agendas through. They're the tip of the spear in the takeover. And we, the people, are waking up, but we're in a dangerous crossroads. Because if all this comes out and then we don't put the pendulum back, it just sets the precedent that they get away with everything. So here's what I want to say about Bilderberg. I'll be able to collect my thoughts. I'm very tired. I was on Coast to Coast AM with John B. Wells, left 3 hours sleep. I've been on the BBC everywhere else. I'm very exhausted. I'm not complaining. I'm just a little bit dingy here. But so is my incredible crew, Richard Reeves, of course, Paul Watson, the entire crew back there at the studio, everybody, Leanne McAdoo here with us, everybody, and you, the listeners, supporting us. Ladies and gentlemen, we told you last Wednesday that government sources told us Bilderberg was going to go public with statements. Not one, but two of them went on TV trying to whitewash things. Treasury Secretary over here, the Exchequer, Shadow Secretary, all, and one other big one, trying to whitewash it. So that shows the kind of sources we had, where we had police and MI5, I'll just leave it at that, MI5 connected, we'll just leave it at that. We have sources inside the hotel, we have sources in the parliament, we have sources in the EU parliament. People know now the EU plan. Yes, it sounds crazy. History's crazy. A Nazi plan, the EU. Go look it up. Treaty of Rome, Treaty of Britain after World War II. They took that plan. They go, oh, this is going to work great. It's like they took the Nazi plan for NASA, the Nazi plan for the CIA. All of this stuff, it was an authoritarian dream of the globalists. This is so historical, what's happening. So pray for us, because in closing, I'm going to let David close out the show with all the news he's got. And then we're going to have tomorrow, we're going to have Mike Adams, and he does an incredible job as well, with David Knight and Mark Jackson coming in with news. But I'm back Tuesday. I'll be back tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to sleep a few hours, get on a plane early in the morning and fly in. But here's the issue. They've had Bill O'Reilly on Fox. They've had CNN for their people. They've had MSNBC with Rachel Maddow. And Glenn Beck and everybody the last 2 weeks come out and do stuff like play a clip of me yelling but not even saying what I'm saying, and saying hate speech. It needs to be shut down on Fox News. And then Beck did some weird thing. And I've already said I'm not going to attack that. I turned the other cheek. He came out 4 days ago and said Alex Jones' people are death threatening me. And you could say the Dalai Lama's people are death threatening. You know, I mean, anybody can send an email saying that. And then how I'm evil and I'm bad and I'm dangerous and all. Joining with Rachel Maddow. They're scared, folks, because you'll never see Bilderberg in our media until now, because you're fired if you cover. Okay, they want to have a managed left and right. They want to take this country over. They're anti-free market. They're anti-human. I'm a libertarian constitutionalist. And the left thinks big government's going to save them. And all they do is create a monster that's special under the control. The so-called right thinks all corporations are angels, when they're predatory corporations, crony capitalists, they're the enemy. America, the choice is now before you. The government runs Al-Qaeda. They're spying on you. They ship the narcotics in. They do all this stuff on record. I mean, what happened when they got caught shipping the opium in 5 years ago? They just went Fox, CNN, BBC, and said, okay, we grow the opium and ship it in. Now, if they get you with it, you're going to jail. I mean, because the troops were going public. They loaded on the ceiling and hide it now. C-130 plan, everyone's distributed. Major banks wanted the money. Comes out in the news, nobody gets in trouble. Or they go, oh, you made $300 billion plus at Wachovia, Wells Fargo off. you pay $111 million fine. They're going to rob the bank for $1 million, you know, taking $4,000 out of the bag as a tip for the cops. Organized crime is out of control. Major corporations, the Fortune 100, are organized crime by and large. And if they're not organized crime, the globalists are trying to shut them down and take them over like the few privately held corporations in this country they don't control. It's mafia, plain and simple, and I am here in defiance of them. And yes, they ask on BBC, why aren't you dead? I've been attacked, I've been death threatened, I've been everything real death threatened. But they tell you they're listening to your phones and tell you what you're talking about. But my children have no future if we don't turn this around. None of us have any future. So I salute everybody who loves freedom. Does it mean I have all the answers? No. But I have a good heart, and I have goodwill towards people, and I want a future for humanity. I love humanity. And I love having a fair and level playing field and real equity for everybody in the future and due process. I want justice. I want America. And the idea is a true liberty back. And all of us working for that, instead of being cynical, can do it. So we officially closed out the big coverage of Bilderberg 2013, a devastating victory for humanity as we expose the shadow government. Knowing the enemy, as G.I. Joe says, is half the battle. Knowing the truth, that's why they keep you in the dark and treat you like you're morons. But humanity's awakening, that's this great time of threat. David Knight, the truth. Great job. Folks, continue to follow Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the backup. Follow us on Twitter, Real Alex Jones. Get the June magazine before it sells out, Infowarsstore.com. Support us. Buy the so, wake others up. Get PrisonPlanet.tv subscriptions. One membership, $5.95 a month. It's 11 memberships. Operation Sleeping Giant. We've got Operation Paul Revere, $100,000 contest about to be announced. God bless you all. David Knight, take us out.
That's right, Alex. What you said is we're at a very important juncture right now as we see all these different scandals being released. First, we had one day we had their leak of Verizon. We found out that the government was tracking all Verizon customers. Don't tell me that they've got reasonable cause to look at millions of subscribers. And that's just one of the carriers. We know now that they're doing many, many of those orders. If you look at the number of that order, you know that they had at least 80 or 90 other orders already that year. And the question is, what are we going to do about it? You know, after that happened, we also found out that they were looking at everybody's data. Then we found out just recently that there is now a Justice Department is fighting the release of a secret court opinion that finds their own actions unconstitutional. Now, this is in the midst of revelations that the government has conducted extensive top secret surveillance operations. We find out the Justice Department is trying to keep secret an 86-page court opinion that determined that the government had violated the spirit of federal surveillance laws and engaged in unconstitutional spying. Yeah, no doubt. And the interesting thing is, like Alex said, what are we going to do about this? If we don't do anything about it at this critical juncture, then what it does is it normalizes these criminal practices. We do see, as Politico is reporting, that there's mounting concern over NSA in Congress. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee is shopping around bills that would address portions of this. But the question is, why would they obey this law? Where are the senators and congressmen who are going to lock these people up? Not just pass another law they're going to disobey. They ignore the Constitution. They ignore the FISA Act. Why would they pay attention to any more restrictions on them? We need to take some of these people and, as Rand Paul said, put them in jail where they belong. And that may go to the highest level of government. It should go to the highest.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.